Here's a K-Free story set, part of the Fentanyl Poisoning Awareness and Memorial Series, presented by FreeWave Media Partners. Kimberly Frock of Cambridge, Maryland writes, "My only son died on May 10th, 2017 from fentanyl poisoning. Jonathan was the older of two children, raised in a loving home in Dover, Delaware with one sister. Outwardly, Jonathan looked like he had it all. Intelligence, beautiful eyes, broad smile, and fantastic wit. Inwardly, Jonathan was sensitive and had struggles that he hid well from his family, friends, and colleagues. He suffered from social anxiety and lacked self-confidence. Jonathan was a college graduate from the University of Delaware. He had the potential to be anything from a manager to a young entrepreneur, but drugs began to creep into his life while he was in college. He could never be completely honest about the trouble he was in. He completed drug rehab several times and was incarcerated twice for violating his parole. Jonathan was released from prison on May 4th, 2017, and he had to start over again. During his incarceration, Jonathan had lost his apartment, car, and career. I helped him to find a room to rent, and he was trying to get a job as a server, but Jonathan died 6 days later from fentanyl poisoning. He thought he was buying heroin, but it was fentanyl." Detectives in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, were able to use Jonathan's cell phone to trace his dealer, a 13-year-old girl. She was charged with involuntary manslaughter and attended a four-month program for juveniles. She shared the name of the drug dealer she worked for. Undercover policemen bought drugs from him, but none of the drugs that they bought from him contained fentanyl. Based on this, the legal system stated that he couldn't be charged with Jonathan's death. He was arrested for drug and firearms possession and was sentenced in April 2019, 23 months after Jonathan was poisoned. He's serving time in a federal facility until May 4th, 2026. "It is very difficult to imagine a future without Jonathan. I miss him each day with all my heart." There are more details in this story. A link to Kimberly's full essay is available on the Story Set page at kfre.us.